But this year, on the May bank holiday at the end of May, on the 30th of May, we were coming back from a little break that we'd had, Christmas tiling, and something that I never do is look at road signs when he's tiling. I just don't, because he knows where he's going, and I just fall asleep or sit there gazing out the window, etc. But he said to me on the way home, we were on the dual carriageway, and he said, I feel dizzy. So I said, we need to find somewhere to pull in. And he said, I can't pull in here. And we came up to a roundabout. And I know the reason now, but I looked up at the road sign and took note of exactly where we were. As we got round the roundabout, Chris pulled in quite sharply, which is unusual. And we wound down both windows. He said he felt dizzy. And he sat very, very quietly, which is quite unusual for my Chris. So I looked at him and I said, are you all right, love? And he didn't say anything. Then all of a sudden he went drip white. And I said, Chris, you all right? You know, he started getting a bit panicky then. And then within maybe a minute or so, his arm went all floppy, his left arm. And then his leg went funny and his face dropped. And I said to him, Chris, you're having a stroke. I knew straight away because I'd seen an advert on TV a few years ago, I don't know if anybody's seen it, about people that are having a stroke with a fire in the brain, and I'd remembered it. And so I immediately tried to phone the ambulance on my mobile, but I couldn't get it to dial for some reason. So I phoned up our youngest son and daughter-in-law, who had gone away with us. And there was a lot of commotion in the car because Chris was trying to get out of the car to go for a walk, because he just thought he'd gone dizzy and he needed some air. Well, our grandson was in the car with us. He was sat in the back, and I said to him, hold him, hold on to him, stop him from trying to get out of the car, because we were on the inside lane of a very busy and very fast dual carriageway. I phoned up our youngest son, who was a few miles ahead of us, and Nikki, our daughter-in-law, thought we'd had an accident, and our son thought we were having a row because there was so much commotion in the car. So she said, you've had an accident? No, where are you? I said, I don't know. And I put the phone down in the end and said to our grandson, gave me the phone, and said, get 999 on the phone. So he did. He managed to get hold of the ambulance, and they kept me talking until they came. It took three people to get Chris out of the car, and this is the man that wants to go for the little walk.
I thought she would be really big melodramatic,
actually. Yeah, I didn't find this out until afterwards. He thought I was being melodramatic, and then when the ambulance turned up, he thought I'd convince them that he'd had a stroke as well. So he completely lost all of his left side. It had all gone. And obviously I was distressed. We were all a bit distressed, you know. And then our youngest son Andy turned up at the same time as the ambulance. He took our car. We were 7 miles from Yeovil Hospital, so we praise God for that, because with strokes, as you all probably know, you have to act very quickly. And they got us to the hospital, got us to A&E. did whatever scans. Chris had a blood clot on the right-hand side of his brain. I didn't know at the time that the right-hand side of your brain controls the left side of your body. I didn't know that, but, and vice versa.
The miracle is, of course, that I've got a brain.
Yeah.
It's a miracle, isn't
it? And, eventually, after a lot of scans and tests and everything, the doctor came and said that they could give him what they call a clot buster drug. It takes about an hour to administer it through a drip. They start off with a small injection of the drug to get it going, and then they put a drip on him. So we said, yeah, go ahead and do that. And as we were stood at the side of his bed waiting for this drug to go into him, I said to the nurse, how long does it take for this to kick in? And she turned around and went, phew, well, you can't expect miracles. So Chris, being Chris, said, we can expect a miracle. And so I said, yes, we can expect a miracle. And our Andy that was stood at the side of me said, yes, we can. And he put his hand on Chris's forehead, closed his eyes to pray, and as he quietly to himself, and as he did that, I looked down at Chris's legs, and his left leg started to move straight away, and then his arm came back, and his smile, his face came back, all bang, 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 within about 3 seconds of Andy praying. And I believe, although I'm not belittling anything that the hospital did and the drugs, I believe that we had a miracle that day. And God brought Chris back to himself, you know, to me. And I really, really praise God for it. The cause of what had happened was the fact that Chris's artery, his carotid artery, was 90% blocked, which is, they told us at the hospital that he could quite happily, well, he could quite easily have died. So I really want to praise God, because we've had many blessings, but he really took us through the mill that day, and I just thank him that he was there with us. Thank you.